I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 17th. Today's word is euphony, spelled E-U-P-H-O-N-Y. Euphony is a noun that means pleasing or sweet sound, especially the acoustic effect produced by words so formed or combined as to please the ear. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Charles McGrath. After the war, a Shropshire lad traveled in the breast pockets of the generation who had taken up rambling and rediscovering the English countryside, even though, aside from a few place names like Breedon Hill and Wenlock Edge, evidently chosen more for euphony than for anything else, it's not much of a geographic guide. The word euphony was borrowed from French at the beginning of the 1600s. The French word euphonie derives from the late Latin word euphonia, which in turn traces back to the Greek adjective euphonos, meaning sweet-voiced or musical. Euphonos was formed by combining the prefix eu, meaning good, and phone, meaning voice. In addition to its more commonly recognized senses, euphony also has a more specific meaning in the field of linguistics, where it can refer to the preference for words that are easy to pronounce. This preference may be the cause of an observed trend of people altering the pronunciation of certain words, apparently in favor of sound combinations that are more fluid and simpler to say out loud. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.